Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But, you know, there is a recovery on the way. So that'd be interesting to get into this. Unfortunately, we will with Chris DiPatina, who is the CVIA president and CEO. And I want to tell you about, I guess it's kind of good news. Maybe not as surprising as you're, as wonderful as you might want. But nevertheless, Chris, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Hey, Ray. Good morning. Happy Monday and happy manufacturing month.
Yeah, it is indeed. It's also Pumpkin Day, but that's enough of that. Let's talk for a minute. Let's talk for a minute about the report that just came out. And essentially, it's the Connecticut, the Connecticut Manufacturing Report produced by CBIA. Roll some of the pertinent numbers here by us, will you?
Yeah, sure, Ray. Not surprisingly, when the manufacturers were surveyed, 56% of them had to either lay off, furlough, or reduce hours during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that translated in the employment numbers that we saw in end of first quarter and certainly into second quarter.
Right.
And then quite a few of them, 85% of those surveyed, got the PPP, Payroll Protection Act loan,
right,
which was a big saving grace. And a lot of them are forecasting having down revenue and certainly down profit compared to 2019, which was an incredible year for our Connecticut manufacturers.
I know a guy that runs a manufacturing plant, and he was saying that the PPP allowed him to keep his people on. But then once that money was gone and you're fully staffed, he's finding it hard to find business out there. So, it's a mixed blessing. At least it got you through it, kind of like a bridge loan. But the fact of the matter is, we've got to see some economic growth so you can do some business.
No, absolutely. In fact, I think most of the manufacturers, when you look at the numbers, instead of laying off because it's so difficult for them to find the skilled labor, probably like your friend mentioned.
Absolutely.
Two, once you find it, manufacturers really invest a lot of training dollars into their employees. So it's very difficult to kind of let those dollars walk out the door, if you will. So the vast majority really reduced hours through the Connecticut Shared Work Program.
Right.
And now, to your point, they've got to repivot. There's quite a few programs out there trying to help work with manufacturers to get maybe into different markets or get different quality certifications
right,
so they
right,
can get in different markets.
Yeah, that's exactly what he had to do. I think he was in the oil business there for a while, making parts for, oil operations, and they changed to aerospace. But now, of course, aerospace is kind of problematic. So we'll have to see what goes on there. But you're right. A lot of these companies are having to kind of redirect their energy.
Yeah. Our affiliate, Concept, does a lot of consulting for manufacturers to grow their top line and kind of maximize the bottom line. And that's exactly it, right? And this isn't unusual for manufacturers. Our Connecticut manufacturers are very resilient. We saw it after 9/11. We
right,
saw it during the 08 financial crisis. We saw it again in 2013 when the government had something called sequestration, where they backed off on our defense spending. So manufacturers are constantly, I'll say, reinventing themselves, whether it's pivoting from medical into aerospace and now aerospace into probably defense work or
right,
medical work, which is still busy. They're very resilient.
Yeah, if you're supplying, let's say, electric boat, hey, you might have a pretty good future ahead here. So, as a subcontractor, so I guess we'll find out. One thing that is important, and of course, ultimately, what you're looking for is the bottom line. And a lot of the people that you surveyed, less than half want to turn a profit, or can expect to get one.
Yeah, I can. Less than half expect to return a profit in 2020. And as I said, 2019, that number was like 76%, 77%. Oof. So it was a much, 2019 was a very good year for manufacturing. Commercial aerospace was pumping on all cylinders. The defense sector was really good. Medical manufacturing was great. Automotive. So it's a rocky 20. I mean, any survey right now, I think of any industry is going to be a little bumpy on the results. But despite that low profit, despite the 56% number that we talked about with the manufacturers reducing hours or laying off, the manufacturing employment number, when you look at it a year ago, it's only down 3.9%, about 6,500 people, I think.
Okay.
Which is second, there's only, I think, one or two industries, Ray, that are better than manufacturing as far as the, I'll say, as far as the number of employees lost. And that's financial services, which you would expect with the amount of PPP money out there. The banks had to have people working to get the money out on the streets. So right behind that is manufacturing. So it's not as bad, even though that profit number is really low. Manufacturers, are, like I said, are doing a lot to try to keep themselves going.
Good for them. Christy Pantima is our CBIA president, the CEO. By the way, who's Constep? Would you explain that to us?
Yeah, Constep is an affiliate of CBIA. Joe Brennan and Bonnie Del Conte brought the two businesses together a couple years ago. And what Constep is a manufacturing extension partnership, an MEP for Connecticut. And they go and help our Connecticut manufacturers with strategy, like I said, pivoting into other markets, Ray. You mentioned trying to get different quality certifications, and then just leaning out their businesses, looking at their processes and saying, how can we do this more efficiently so you could optimize bottom line and invest it back in your businesses. They're really a gem for our Connecticut manufacturers.
Chris, you know, just a few moments ago, we were talking about, you know, the PPP and allowed you to keep employees on, if at all possible, which is a good thing. You know, of course, some of them are saying, in fact, many of them are saying, I don't know if I'm going to turn a profit this year, so I may have to lay some people off. But the one thing that you did do, and I think this is important, a lot of manufacturers, you're talking about how expensive it is to retrain somebody who's not been in this particular business. They're great jobs in manufacturing even today. But the fact of the matter is, you want to keep the guys that you have, the men and women, want to keep them healthy. And they apparently made an effort to do that, our manufacturers did.
It was unbelievable, Ray. I was in the sector right back in when COVID first hit in March before joining CBIA in the beginning of August and running a Connecticut manufacturing firm as well as some out west and overseas. Mm-hmm. And what the Connecticut manufacturers did, you know, obviously rolling out masks and washing hands and all the safe things there, but they relaid out their facilities, which is no easy task for manufacturers. In fact, social distancing is the exact opposite of what you want to see in manufacturing. You know, when you're trying to run efficiently, usually you want your machines close to each other, your employees close to each other. You want as little transfer and waste as you can between product movement. But when COVID hit, as you mentioned, the manufacturers completely reorganized and relayed out their facilities. They put welfare and safety of their employees first so they could keep them healthy and keep them going. And that was costly for a lot of the manufacturers. You got to give them credit, man. Their organizations physically look a lot different today than they did before COVID hit in March.
And for those of you that do work in manufacturing, bear in mind, I think your employer looks at you as an asset, not a liability. And that's important to know. So you're important to the operation of the business.
Critical. You're absolutely critical to it. And we have, you know, one of the most productive workforces in the world. A lot of the economic numbers have indicated that in past reports. And so we really value those employees. It's not that contentious employer-employee relationship that some, you know, maybe labor folks would want you to believe. It's a real partnership. In fact, at my old place, we call them employee partners. It's a true partnership. You know, without our workforce here in Connecticut, our manufacturers would not be nearly as successful as they are. And without our employers really embracing that workforce and training them and making sure they're safe and healthy, like you mentioned, we wouldn't have that world-class workforce like we do.
And by the way, look into that job-sharing thing, because we've talked about it a number of times on the show. And it's really, it's a benefit. It's a blessing for some people. So let's keep that in mind. Hey, Chris, let's get together here in the near future and talk about training. Because I know Joe Brennan and I used to talk about it. I've talked to it with you. Is the whole idea of setting it up so this state, Connecticut, can train people to get into manufacturing. Because you know what? It can be a very, very good job. And it's not like it was hanging out at, you know, in some sweatshop somewhere. It's really a lot different now, isn't it?
That's a lot different. It's a very lot of technology. It's a great career. It's not a job. It's a career. Excellent paying, as you mentioned. And there's a lot out there right now. So if folks have been displaced from other industries or from even manufacturers and they want to stay in manufacturing, there's some tools out there right now. There's a 180 skills online training. The state's got a lot of tools in the toolbox to retrain folks and get them into manufacturing.
Hey, Chris, it's great to have you on. And, you know, we will talk again, especially about that education thing, because I think that's vital. Hey, thank you much, Chris.
Stay well.
Good to have you on. That's Chris DePina. Excuse me, DePatima. Chris DePina is a whole other thing. CBIA President and CEO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.